So as an astrobiologist, I understand you're devoted to the search for extraterrestrial life. How do you go about doing this? Like, can you describe the process of looking for other habitable planets?
Well, there's kind of multiple approaches that have to be taken at once. If you think about it, like imagine we were in another star system looking back at the sun. And how would we know that there were planets around it? And how would we know if any of those planets could support life? How would you detect that from really far away? Because it's not an option to send a probe all the way to another star system just to go investigate directly. We have to do it with remote sensing. And that means building a telescope that's capable of it.
Right. And so part of what you're doing is actually trying to figure out how to get the data that you would need to look more closely at these star systems.
Exactly, yeah. So how do we get that data? So once you've figured out, okay, this is the list of things we want to be able to detect in a planet's atmosphere, once you've done that, then the question is, so how do we build an observatory that's capable of detecting that? And the number one biggest problem is that planets are really tiny, and they're really close to very bright stars. So we have to be able to design a camera that's going to be able to have super high resolution so that we can separate the planet and the star from each other in the image. And then also really super high dynamic range or high contrast so that we can see a tiny, tiny little faint thing next to a really, really bright thing. What we're trying to accomplish here is not your standard imaging astronomy, not even for the big missions like Hubble that have been launched in the past. We have to do much better than that.
Does this feel like an overwhelming task? I mean, that's a complicated goal that you're describing, and I'm just thinking there are so many stars and planets in the universe. How do you stay motivated to believe that you can do this?
What I'm learning is that when you have a really complicated problem with a lot of intertwined issues, if you just sort of write down your goal and start approaching it in a really methodical way, sometimes the universe does sort itself out for you and make the task a little easier, because we don't really have billions or millions or even hundreds of stars to choose from. At the end of the day, there's really only a few tens of stars that this is even going to be possible for the kind of price tag that we think we could ever justify. So it simplifies itself pretty quickly. It goes from being a scientific question to an engineering question. All right, here's our price tag. Let's build it.
You've really forged your own path, not just in being an astrobiologist, but being a freelance one, which is pretty unusual. I'm wondering if the way that you've approached things and being based kind of independently in northern Wisconsin, is that a challenging situation to come from, or does that allow you more flexibility or some advantage?
I think that every working environment has pluses and minuses. And I just, because of who I am, my immediate physical environment is really important to me. And I cannot abide offices. The fluorescent lights, the cinder block walls, you know, the white paint, the lack of hot coffee when I want it and good coffee. To be able to work in my own environment that I set up for myself is so much more comfortable for me that I feel I'm able to work more effectively. On the other hand, there are minuses. Like, I can't just walk down the hall and knock on somebody's door and ask them a question about astrophysics.
It sounds like what you're saying about that work environment, it kind of has to do with an ability to find inspiration in what you're working on?
I think so. I think it's a combination of things that are at the forefront of my psychology for some reason. You know, that Einstein said once that every graduate student should be required to walk in the woods for 15 minutes a day. And I couldn't agree more, because you have to get outside of that professional environment where other people are continually evaluating and judging your performance in order to be able to, like, freely think, you know, let your thoughts come together in really fresh ways.
Well, it's been wonderful to talk to you. I'm very impressed that you can look for potential signs of life in the universe from your home office. It's very cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you.